So, good morning, everybody. Everybody is okay this morning? Yeah, you had a great breakfast. You slept well despite, I think, 200 jet lags or so here in the room. Yeah, okay, perfect. A warm welcome to the Corn and Soy Future Forum event from myself, but also on behalf of entire Bayer Crop Science. It's really fascinating. It's great to have here almost 200 experts in the room, and we are all sharing the same passion, the same dedication for these two great crops. There is an enormous market size behind, and I will show later on some few figures. And there are enormous opportunities behind, but there are also a lot of challenges behind. But what I would also like to do is to share a short personal experience in my life about corn and soy. I mean, I worked 24 years now, almost 25 years, Frank, actually, with Bayer Crop Science. And I was very often, of course, working also with corn and soybean. But I also worked 4.5 years in Central America. And now you would say, okay, Central America, that's probably not the big corn and soybean country. But of course, specifically in the northern part of Central America, in Guatemala, Honduras, Salvador, there are a lot of indigenous farmers growing corn. And I was there during the so-called tortilla crisis. And during that crisis, really driven by a high demand for corn, the prices went up like hell. And these farmers, these people, many of them indigenous people, I mean, there are 2 million farmers just in Guatemala, imagine, really were suffering because of that situation. So whatever we do here, all of us together, all the experts on corn and soy, this is going to have immediately an impact on many people on the globe. And these people cannot influence that, but we can influence that. And therefore, it's very, very important that we do a great job. And this is why we are all here together, because we want to do a great job, we want to do a better job for the production of corn and soybeans. So let me start with some few slides and talk about what Bayer Crop Science is doing in these two crops. Now I have to find this one here. This is how we see the corn market over the next 10 years. It's today around 17 billion for crop protection products, biologics, seeds, and traits. We see that it's going to grow until 2023 to 27 billion. Most of that growth for corn comes out, of course, of the United States and a big part also out of Latin America, but also Asia is particularly important going forward. The soybean market, two predominant areas, the Americas. You can see that we see a growth from 10 billion to 18 billion within the next 10 years. Most of it coming out of Latin America, as you can see. And we could see this when Frank was asking, who's here from Latin America? I mean, we've seen a lot of guests, a lot of visitors here from Latin America. So this is, for us, very important. And of course, strong growth in these two crops comes out of an increase in acreage, particularly in Latin America. But of course, a lot of the growth comes also out of technology, out of innovation. And this is what is reflected here in the picture. But behind of that is, of course, a strongly growing demand globally for these two crops. I think, needless to say, what's the importance of corn and soybean. These are the main protein sources, of course. In case of corn, also bioenergy, very, very important. And for soybeans, it's also behind canola, the second largest vegetable oil crop. So I think we are all aware of this great importance of soybean and corn. Our strategic focus is really to be a solution provider, a very holistic solution provider going forward, with a portfolio of crop protection, of biologics, of seeds and traits, but also services. So really, we are looking for holistic, integrated crop solutions. This is a lot more than just bundling products. Innovation. This is the key driver, and I will show later on to other slides on innovation. Innovation is for us the key topic to improve the production of corn and soy. And we are very, very customer focused. And this is also one of the reasons why we're here, because we want to interact, of course, a lot with our customers, with all the experts in the area of corn and soy, to get a lot more input into what we are doing. So customer focus is key. So you see, customer for us is more than farmers and dealers. Investment into research and development. You see that we are working in the area of chemistry, biologicals, breeding, and trait development. All is focused on these two crops. Weed management, nematode control, pest control, disease control, but also crop efficiency. So yield-enhancing products, biological products, also chemical products, is in the focus of our R&D activities. Short focus on our activities in soybeans. Around 5 years ago, we took the decision that we want to go into soybean, into a proprietary seed business for soybeans. So we are investing heavily in that area, specifically in breeding, because, of course, a top germplasm is key for that business. And we're building up breeding stations. You see all the dots here in Latin America specifically, but also in North America. So we are building up top germplasm platform for Latin America and for North America. We have one of the top solutions for the growing herbicide resistance situation, which is Liberty and Liberty Link. So this is one of our key traits going forward. But we are also working in R&D on new soybean traits, for example, HPPD solutions, but also soil cyst nematode, which is also a big, big topic in soybeans. In the area of corn traits, we are working specifically also on herbicide tolerance, but also on insect resistance traits. Our crop protection portfolio is really very, very complete in both crops. We have a nice portfolio of selective corn herbicides, Corvus and Adengo are just two good examples. We have, of course, glufosinate ammonium as a non-selective herbicide, Liberty in combination with the Liberty Link trait. Asian soybean rust, fungicides, Fox, just as one example mentioned here, really top-notch products. Then clothianidin and biologicals for seed growth. Poncho Votivo is here the key product in seed growth. Flubendiamide for Lepidopteran control, a fantastic solution specifically for our Brazilian customers that are well presented here. And for spider mites, spiromazephane, Oberon as one of the products. So these are the few slides that I wanted to show as an introduction. And now I think it's very important that we use really here this event to interact a lot, to network a lot, and make the best out of these two crops at the end of the day. So thank you very much.